Okay. Having just observed Rosh Chodesh Adar yesterday, the day before yesterday, so I guess we're in the Purim mode a little bit. Take the opportunity to always invite anyone who's around on Purim afternoon to our home between 2:30 and 4. This year it's a little later because the clocks are going to change the Moshe Shabbos before Purim, so can't have a minute until 1:45. So I'll have the open house from 2:30 till 4:30, 5 o'clock. So after 2:30, so if you're in Teaneck, please stop by. You'll have a good time. Anyway, I thought we'd do something tonight that's related, instead of talking about Parshas Truma, do something that's related to Purim a little bit. Not a Hilchos Purim topic, that mitzvah we'll do next week, we'll talk about something related to Hilchos Purim, but something which is, in the Megillah, just an interesting question. Pasuk says that, of course, after Esther finds out about, the plot, so Mordechai assigns her a mission, and he tells her, you better go to Achashverosh and try and talk him out of it. Do whatever you can do to get him to cancel this decree. The Pasuk says in the Parak Dalad, Pasuk Ches, Es Pasegen Ksav Ados Ashenitan B'Shushan L'Hashmidam Nosan Lo L'Haros Es Esther L'Hagidlo U'L'Tzavos Ale Elavo El HaMelech V'Tzhanan Lo L'Vakesh M'Fon Avalamo. Mordechai showed Esther the copy of the text of the decree, which was distributed in Shushan to the destruction of the Jews, so that he can show it to Esther. He gave a copy to this Hasach, who was his go-between. So he should show it to Esther and inform her and ask her to go to the king and appeal to him and to plead with him for her people. To which Esther responds, everybody, all the kings, all the king's horses and all the king's men, right? All the king's servants and all the people of the king's provinces are well aware that if anyone, man or woman, approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned, there's but one law for him, namely, he's put to death. Okay, except for the person to whom the king shall extend the gold scepter, right? I wasn't brought to the king, told to come to the king for the last 30 days. In other words, I'm taking my life into my hands here, right? And right now, at this point, it appears, anyway, that Esther was not in any personal danger. Jewish people were in danger, but Ahasuerus didn't know at the time that she was Jewish. She hadn't divulged her identity. And so, therefore, she is not in any danger at all. And she seems to feel that, understandably, is she obligated? Let's talk about Alpi Din a second. Is she obligated to go and put her life in danger to save other people? So that's really something I'd like to look at. We've talked about it in other ways in previous shiurim. Again, it's not a Purim topic per se, but I did see that the Guru Yitzchak, that's a sefer by Rabbi Yitzchak Saratskin, contemporary Talmud Chacham, so he put out a number of Sarm on Chumash, he also has a Sarm on the Megillah, a sefer on the Megillah. So here he says, it's a grandson. Or Zalman Sarah, Aznayim Latar, Zalman Sarah, and Huskarab, and Yushalam. That safe is a classic. Aznayim Latar is quite excellent. And his safe is also good. It's different style. But anyway, it's a grandson or a great, I think a grandson. Anyway, it tells us. So he mentioned that this was a discussion, Esther Tainet, that she's not obligated, as sorry she may feel, she may not be obligated to go risk her life. I mean, that's achasta solahamis. There's one rule. If you're not called, you can have your head chopped off. So, what's her chiyuv? To which Mordechai responds, Mordechai says, listen, don't think that you're going to get away. You're also in danger. You think everything's okay for you. It's not true. You're in danger also. So it's like Saratskin, the Gvor Sitzvah suggests that maybe the exchange was as to whether or not there's an obligation upon somebody to put himself or herself into danger for the sake of saving somebody else who's in a vadai danger situation. So that's what I'd like to look at this evening, to establish the guidelines. So the Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf, Lamed Beis Amar Aleph, La'olam al yamur adam makam sakon. In general, the person should not stand in a dangerous place. Right? Lomar sha'osim lo neis. Don't worry, Hashem will protect me. They'll make a miracle for me. I'll be okay. Because Shema ain't osim lo neis. Number one, maybe won't happen. And number two, v'im osim lo neis, menachem lo mizhu yosef. And if they do a neis, he'll have used up credit. Right? In other words, maybe the person is deserving of a neis this time. But that's, he put himself in this dangerous situation. Maybe next time he'll end up in a dangerous situation that was not due to his own planning or something beyond his control, and he'll have now used up his cash, right? So he'll have credit left to be saved.
He has one of his timeouts.
Exactly right. There you go. Use his timeouts. One of his nine lives. Whatever analogy you want to use. Yeah. That's what the Gemara says. Amar Abchan in my crow, do we see such a thing in the Chumash? The Gemara says, yes. Yaakov Avinu says, Katon Timikala Chasodim Kala Emes. Possibly in Paris, but you
stop. Some people do a ravine there, right?
Katon Timikala Chasodim Kala Emes. Of course, when Azal Gersh went down. Yeah. I think that's a shtick, I think, a little bit. I think it's supposed to be an Azal Gersh. But anyway, Katon Timikala Chasodim. We usually interpret that to mean Katon Timikala Chasodim. This is Yaakov when he was preparing for his confrontation with Esau. See, Tavim Takarish Baruch. So we usually translate it, Katon Timikala Chasodim. I am unworthy, I'm small. Compared to all the great things and kindnesses you've done to me over the years, I don't deserve it. But Rashi Chumash says, Nismatu Zichuyosai. Rashi, when I told this Gemara on Shabbos, on Lamed Beis, he says, Nismatu Zichuyosai. I've already used up so many things. You've done so many good things I didn't deserve, so I've used up my credit. So that's why I'm frightened. So there you see, says the Gemara, that a person is not allowed to put himself in a situation of danger. And that's why there are dinim that appear. The Rambam, at the end of it, in Hilchos Rotzeach, in very good Aleph, Hilchos Rotzeach, the full title of Hilchos Rotzeach, is in Yeshivas who say Hilchos Rotzeach, but the full title is Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmirath Nefesh. The laws of murder and also guarding your life. So in Perek Yud Aleph, that's where the Rambam talks about the mitzvah to put up a makeh, right, a fence around the roof. We don't have those type of roofs today. We have slanted roofs, so people don't spend that much time on the roof. But in the olden days, there's some places still today, but as you saw, so they used to have flat roofs. They have flat roofs, and the reason why is, you know, they would use, especially in the summer, if it doesn't rain from Sukkot to Pesach. Right, it doesn't rain from Sukkot to Pesach. From the Pesach to Sukkot, it doesn't rain. Hopefully it doesn't rain from Sukkot to Pesach. But it doesn't rain from Pesach to Sukkot. So people would store stuff up there, sit up there, whatever. Even, maybe 30 years ago, certainly 50 years ago, I don't remember that well, but, even in the, here in New York, they had apartment buildings. In the summertime, people would sit out on the roof. It was too hot indoors. They didn't have air conditioning like today. It was always air conditioned. People would go up to the top. People would sleep out there. They'd bring lounge chairs up there. They would sit on the roof of these big apartment buildings. At least you got something to breathe, something. You know, get out of these stuffy apartments. So, if you don't have a fence, there's something I'll be walking around. I'll fall right off. I'll kill himself. So that's what the Rambam says. You have it based on a pasuk of the Torah. Of course, you have it in. So the Rambam says, in that context, that's a pasuk. But in the context of formulating that din, the Rambam adds, harbei dvar masu chachamim, mipnei sheish van sakonis nefashos. Many things which are awesome because it's dangerous. V'chola over aleihem, the omar harein misakin ba'atzmi, umal acherim alai bekar. And somebody who says, listen, it's my life. I'm willing to take the chance. Right? I'm in danger myself. No one else's business. Mind your own business. Right? It's not your business. I'm willing to take the chance. Or any makfid al-kach, I'm not worried about that. It won't happen to me, right? Makir also makas mardus. The Bezdin has to try and get this guy back in life. It's not none of anyone else's business. It is everyone else's business. That's the din. The Rambam says, you're not allowed to put yourself into a dangerous situation. You can't just say, no one else's problem. And that's how we pass in as well in the Shulchan Aruch, the very last sin in the whole Shulchan Aruch. The very last sin in the Shulchan Aruch. Choshen Mitzvah, Siman Tov, Chof, Zion. It says there in Tziv Teshuvah, last page of the Shulchan Aruch. It says over there, Harbei Dvorim, quotes like the Rambam, Harbei Dvorim, Osu Chachamim, Veshayish, Bam Sakonis, Nefashos. And he mentions some were explained already in Yoredeis in Kufta Zayin. There are various other things, and he gives examples. The Rambam also gave many, many examples. So I'll give examples. You know, Elohim lo yanich piv al asilo on a mekaleach v'yishted. Don't, you know, like a little kid when you drink from a water fountain, don't put your lips right on the metal, right? Because you don't know which person drank from there before him, right? Germs. Right? You know, that's what he says over here. Various other things. And the Rambam has things. Now, whether all of the things listed here are considered to be medically dangerous nowadays, okay, we don't know. And some of the stuff was based on the medicine they knew. But in any event, this is the Shulchan Aruch. Then the very last sif in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in the top chav zayin. Sif yud chav mishpat. Kala over al dvorim elu chalitzu behem omah harini machzakim matzim alachirim alai bekach. Like that Rambam. Someone says, it's none of my no one else's business. I'm willing to take the chance. Or any machzakim bekach. I'm not worried about this. Machzakim also machzakim matzim. He wants to end since the Rambam is not the end of his work. Shulchan Aruch adds the line. Because when I end with the last thing in the Shulchan Aruch should be Makar Asa Makas Mardus. That's how the Mishra shouldn't end like that. So he adds, V'haniza mehem olav tovo brichas tov. That's the end on a nice note. So whoever is careful about this should be blessed. So that's the din as it appears in the Shulchan Aruch. The Sma, the Miris Enayim in Sivkot Yud Bey says, what's the makor? What's the makor for this? This Miris Enayim says, Midiksiv, he shomer lachoshmo nafshecha ma'od, the Pasuk Chumash in Parshas Voschanan, which in context has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
No.
Okay, but it's not, a phrase, it's taken out of context.
Right?
It's all about right to remember what happened. I've seen that over the Zohar, but...
Nobody could find a makor for me because I was going to tell the kids when I was doing dental, cleaning once. You know, it says it's a mitzvah, you know, to watch your bodies, to take care of yourself. And I was looking around, and I even went to the call, and nobody said that they could find the makor for
it. That's the makor. That's the pasuk of the Chana.
But where? Well, who says it?
The Miris Enayim, the very last Miris Enayim, the last Sman, Choshen Mishpat. Simon Tov Chav Zayin Tivkot in your days. Harbei Dvar Masacham Nixiv Yishama Lachol Shmon Avshamot. That's what it is. Furthermore, there was the Mishpat. That's the same kind. Same. He has two psukim. That's the other one. Yeah. So that same thing. Well, it says Shom Chol Shmon, then it says Mishpat Tomas Avshamot. But the same couple of psukim over there. The beginning of Parshat Chanan. Okay, well, we might as well see them. I think one is Perek Dal Posuk Tes, the other is Perek Dal Posuk Tes. Well, no, it's something more, something like that, right? Posuk Tes, Raki, Shorach, and Shorach, and Shorach. A few psukim later, it says, Nishmar, Tomal, Asosechem. So it's the same, you know, same psukim. So that's what the Miris Enayim quotes. The Ber HaGola, actually, it's interesting, the Ber HaGola usually just acts like an index. The Ber HaGola just... tells you where to find things. You have a din of Shulchan Aruch. The Ber HaGola says that it's based on a Rambam over here. There's a Rosh over there. There's a Gemara there. Yerushalmi. But here in Oz Ayin, he goes on a little bit lengthier than he usually does. And one of the things he said that this is really a din d'oraisa, again based on the same psukim. He says it's interesting because the Shulchan Aruch says Harbe Dvarim Asu Chachamim. So the Miris Enayim, the Ber HaGola says. It's a pasuk. However, perhaps he holds a doraisa, and you don't get malchus because there's certain things that also, I'll tell you also get malchus like chotzi shir, whatever. So no, he thinks to say maybe there'll be a din doraisa, even though he's lost asur chacham, maybe there'll be a din doraisa. Anyway, but that's the Ber HaGola Ozayin. Now, other things that you want to see, the Shulchan Aruch says in the Mechaber alluded to the fact, the Ramo actually alluded to the fact. Adam and Mechaber alluded to the fact that, as we discussed earlier, Yoredeya Simon Kuf Tes Zayin. Okay, Yoredeya Simon Kuf Tes Zayin. There, the Sifhei, the Ramoa makes a whole list of things, and he says you have to be careful. Kein Yizor Mikol Advarim Amavim Odei Sakana. You have to be careful not to do anything that leads to Sakana to open Ramoa, so you told him that too. Okay, Yoredeya Simon Kuf Tes Zayin Sifhei. Why? Ki Sakanta Chamira Misura. Danger is even more stringent than an iser. That's like more cool enough to this. So danger is even more stricter, or even more stringent. You have to be more nizer to avoid a suffix sakonim, a suffix iser. Okay? And, you know...
mountains in there.
Well, that's an excellent question. Where you draw the line? That's not for tonight, but that's a good question. Okay? But look, and they tell, of course, the street's also dangerous. You know, you can get hit by a car while it's not just, you know, walking outside the house. So, the loch ain't also leilet b'chon, and machme for this, yeah? Chamiris akantum yisur. The loch ain't also leilet b'chon mokum sakonik, kamot tachas kir notui. He talks about not walking under a wall that looks like it's about to collapse, or a construction site or something like that, that's stuff falling down, and be careful.
Take everything else out of the house before you take me out.
He mentions other things. Again, one can question some of the things that I mentioned, whether they're medically an issue or not. But interestingly, the Taz over there in Yeredeus in Kuf Tazayin Shekot Beis, the Taz makes a comment. Kamira Sakanta Misur, what that means. What does the Ramo mean, Yesh Lachush Yosef, you're more concerned about a suffix that's dangerous, a suffix that is. We know that if somebody says, you have a piece of meat, you're not sure if it's kosher, you're not sure what Dashgacha, so we would need it. So he says, certainly if it's a Sakani, certainly should need it, right? So he says, the Taz says, maybe the din means that whereas by Yisr Vehetta, we have rules of Bittul Bashishin, right? When it comes to Sakana, there's no Bittul B'shishim. You don't say, well, there's only one little bit of poison that falls into a big thing of other stuff. You don't say Bittul B'shishim.
So this falls on the 4 liters early, no 3 second rule?
Well, that's a question, right? That's what it is. Pisgei Tshuva says he's gotten Gimel. He says that we don't have to be more stricter with an Isser. But it's just interesting. Anyway, all of that...
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Yeah. Is there something to walking under a ladder?
No, that's a gracious
superstition. Yeah, that's something up there.
Unless it's rickety, it's going to collapse.
No.
I think it's a gracious superstition. Decision. Anyway, that's all one element. Bottom line is, Abosai, you have to not allowed to put yourself in a dangerous situation. But either we find something else. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Ayin Gimel, Amud Aleph, Minayin l'roes chaveiro shotol anar, what if you see somebody drowning in a river? Oh, chaya gorarto, he's being dragged or attacked by a wild animal. Oh, listin boim, he's being mugged, being beaten up by bandits. How do you know you have to save him? Talmud Lomar, Pasim Pashit Kedoshim, Lo Samod Adam Reyachim. I don't want to stand idly by the blood of somebody else. So there's a mitzvah. You can't just say it's none of my business. I'm not getting involved. You have Lo Samod Adam Reyachim. And the Rambam Paskins.
What happens? You know you're endangering yourself, but what happens if you know that you're going to die for sure if you do something?
Okay, so we'll see. Then for sure you don't. But let's see. That's what I'm going to talk about. So
if somebody, someone else
we'll talk about some of these parameters, right? Right, the question is, but it may be, and that's the Esther case, it's different when it's for a group. Right, so it's a group of people, that's what I
said. She doesn't know for sure that she's
right, she doesn't know. It's right, there's something.
You were hanging on a cliff.
Right, can you jump? You jump on a grenade.
You're going to die.
It's not so partial. That is not so simple. But we'll see something shortly. At the end, maybe we get to it. So that's the one. So I ended up. You know, the Rambam Paskins accordingly in Hilchos Rotzeach Perak Aleph Halacha Yud Dalid. The Rambam says, "Kol Ayochol LaHatzil V'Lo Hitzil Over Alos Hamal Bamayachol." And who has the capacity? If you don't know how to swim yourself, and there's no point in jumping in to try and save somebody else. You don't know how to swim yourself. But it's all Kol Ayochol LaHatzil. Someone's able to save. V'Lo Hitzil didn't. Over Alos Hamal Bamayachol. Chena Rosh Chaver Tolev Yam. You see somebody drowning in the sea. Oh, listing by all these examples, burglars, bandits are bothering him, or a wild animal. Okay, and you can save the guy, or you can get someone else. You call 911. You pay someone to go jump in. You know, whatever you have to do, and you didn't do it. Oh, so shama goyim mosin chashma lavra. You hear someone about someone plotting against him. You don't tip him off, right? You hear that there's someone's ganging up on him. It's, huh?
What if they?
Yeah, so that's also an example of Purim. Yeah, very good with big son and Sarah. She heard about this plot. She didn't say, oh, my business. The man is business. He changed the destiny of Jewish people at that time, right? Oh, she heard other things. So if I know someone else is starting up, but you know, if I talk to that guy, maybe he'll back off. All these things, it's violates Osama Bin Laden. We don't do it. So Rav Paskins that way in the second to last sentence in Choshen Mishpat, Tav Chav Vav. There it says in Sif Aleph, again, even if they read it, there's your passage like the Rambam, that's all based on Lo Samal Adam Reyecha Vayikra Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Tazayin in Parshas Kedoshim. Now, the Kesef Mishnah, commenting on that Rambam, in Hilchos Rotzeach Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph, quotes him from the Rosh. He says, Kosov HaRosh, first of all, HaNitzol Chayav Lefro Lamatza Mashalotzi. If you end up spending money to save someone, then when the savee, whatever, the saved, has to pay you back for anything you laid out. That's one that's a momentist in. Okay, now he says, because of Hagos Maimon. Now, it doesn't appear on the regular page. In the regular Rambam, we have the Hagos Maimon printed on the bottom of the page. In the Rav Frankel edition, it does appear. He has a more, you know, more thoroughly researched and manuscript and whatever else. The regular Rambam doesn't appear, but the Kesef Mishnah quotes in any case. Because of Hagos Maimon, over Alam Olosamo, fine. Birushalmi Masik, Afilu Lahachnis Atzmo Besofek Sakana Chayef. But that's why it says Yerushalmi. Okay, so what we have here... How big is a suffix?
Doesn't even necessarily mean you're going to die. It's
right. Okay.
Sakana's already a maybe.
Right.
So suffix Sakana.
I mean, that's an interesting point. I mean, let's assume it means the suffix life and death, you know. A real danger. So the point is, what we have operating here now are conflicting values. Because there's a value we just established before. You're not allowed to put yourself in a situation of danger. I mean, that's undoubtedly a value, right? We said that. You're not allowed to put yourself in a situation of danger. On the other side, you have a situation where you're not permitted to stand by while someone else is dying. So what happens? Those two values come into conflict. I can save the guy, but only put myself in danger. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes on goes, Maimoni, that from Yerushalmi, that Afilu Lahachnis Atzmo Besofek Sakana Chayev, to put yourself in some kind of danger. Now, how big is something? But we'll see. But that's, and what's the reason? The Sakara himself is the nearer Shatam. The reason is Mipay Shahalah. The other guy is Vadayu. Vadayu, who's something? With me, it's only a danger. This guy's in Vadayu danger. He's really in danger. Maybe something bad. If I leave him alone, he's going to die. That's the Hagos Maimon. So the problem is, interestingly, that he just says, he quotes Yerushalmi without telling us where the Yerushalmi is. What Yerushalmi? Who Yerushalmi? I'll say Yerushalmi. You know, where is it? So, we don't know. what the Hagadah Shema, we don't know for sure anyway what he's referring to. Yeah, well, we're going to find in a second, but I'm just saying, it's, see, today we're used to Svarim, that any time they say Kedisa B'Gemara, it's on the bottom of the footnotes, and they quote 11 places where it's found. That's today. But, you know, one time a Svarim, somebody, oh, the Gemara needs it. Where? I can't, I'll just give me one. I always used to get frustrated.
I
was learning. Right. I always got Kedisa B'Gemara B'Kam M'Komos. Give me one. One. You know, don't know the common macomas. Tell me one at least, you know. Always found that frustrating, I was learning. But anyways, that's what our God's family does here. He says, you know, it's Yerushalmi. Where's Yerushalmi? So the Nitziv and others point to a Yerushalmi. The Nitziv, in his commentary on the Shulta, so Rav Chai Gaon, Shulta Kuf Chof Pes, Hos Dalad, the Nitziv points to Yerushalmi in Trumas. Masechet Trumas Perek Ches. There it says, Rav Issi, your son said, Imi Itzid B'Safsufla. He was apparently trapped in some place in the hands of ruffians or whatever, you know, bad guys. And he was kidnapped, whatever exactly happened. He was stuck at his place. And the other Rabbanim got word in the Beis Medrash that he was either kidnapped, he ended up, there's a terrible neighborhood, and he's, you know, so.
So, Randall.
Amar Rabbi Yonason, Yikare Hameis B'Sadino. Basically, he said, we got to get the Tachrichim ready. There's no way he's getting out of there alive. You know, there's nothing we can do about it. These were lawless folks, and Rabbi Yonason, like, oh, you know, we have to get ready for a funeral. Amar of Shimon ben Lakish, said Rish Lakish, Ad the Anakatil, the Anamiskatil, Anaezel, Mishilei Bechela. I'm going in there. I'm either going to kill, I'm going to get killed, but I'm going in. To save.
He had a little more experience.
Now, right, exactly correct. Important point. Important point. Rishlakis had a background where he was used to dealing with these sort of folks. He was one of them himself. That's not an irrelevant point. But Rishlakis is the point that this is so the Nitziv says, and others say that this is the Rishalmi to which that goes on referring. Because Rishlakis says, what do you mean? Now, he had to risk his life. He wasn't definitely going to get Rishlakis. He wasn't definitely going to get killed, but I'm ready to go in. If it means I'm going to get killed, I'm going to kill. But his guy's in Vadai danger. This Rabimi, or Rabisi, he was in Vadai danger. The Yonason said, we got to get ready for a funeral. He's not coming out of there alive. And Rishlakis was willing to put himself in a situation of suffix sakona to save the other guy's Vadai sakona. So that's the Yachonim say, this is the Rishalmi, to which the mystery Rishalmi, to which the Agos Maimon is referring. Rishalmi Masechet Trumas. So what's interesting, yeah, sorry, man.
No, what happened?
Yeah, so you got him out. So now, the thing is that the halacha? In other words, the Kesef Mishnah quotes it. But is that the din? Is that true? That you have to put yourself into a suffix sakana? I mean, that's what Rish Lakish was willing to do. But is that a din that you have to do it? Or was Rish Lakish just, you know, is it allowed to do it? Or, you know, what's the maskana? And is that the din? So it's interesting.
It's like
the Sma.
I mean, both were right. Meaning
okay.
Yosef was right because he wasn't capable.
Right. Okay, that maybe it's subjective.
Right,
but the question of what's the halacha? What's the din? It's totally subjective in that too. What's the din? So the Miris Einayim, the Sma, in that list, the Siman Shulchan Aruch, second list, Tav Chof Vav, and Tzivkot and Beis, makes the following comment. He quotes the Hagos, one who's caused the Yerushalmi, Masik, etc. He quotes the whole Yerushalmi, which we just said. And then he says, but, and he quotes it, it's Hediyah Beis Yosef. Yosef Kar brings it to Beis Yosef too. Okay, comment on a tour. The Nira Shatan Eshutah, Allah Vadim, who suffered, like we just said. But, says the Sma, Gamze, Hishmita Mechaber, Umar Moshezal. Both the Mechaber and Amor do not bring this. Mechaber and Amor both say that there's a mitzvah to go save somebody and so on. That they do say. But neither of them say that even after willing to put your life in danger. Okay, so the Miris Haim is pointing out that Yerushalmi is not brought l'halacha. That goes mainly. I got it. The Kesef Mishnah quotes it, both in the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef, but in the Shulchan Aruch it doesn't say that. Shulchan Aruch says you have to do other things. You have to try and save a person, but doesn't say you have to go so far as to put yourself in a situation of Sufik Sakana. Why did he say that? Okay, he shmita mechaber morin or b'moshezal. Well, why? Says the Miris Haim, Rezei Yishomer, Kevinshah Poskin, Harif, the Harambam, the Harosh, Batur, Elohevi of Biskayim. because the Rif doesn't quote that, and the Rambam doesn't quote it, and the Rosh doesn't quote it. The big, you know, the Mechaber writes at the beginning of his Shulchan Aruch, when he's at Hakdama, he writes that he's going to, how's he going to decide? There's so many Rishonim who say so many different things sometimes in Machlokas. So how's he going to decide how to pass from the Shulchan Aruch? So he says he considers the three Amodah Harah among the Rishonim to be the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif, and he's going to go with a consensus of those three. That's what he does most of the time. Sometimes he'll go, but in deference to the Rambam, he'll quote the Rambam as a Yesh Omer. Okay, but that's the Mechaber's usual power. He himself states in Hakdama Shulchan. That's going to be his guiding rule here.
Unless Rav Rishonim went against that.
Yeah, right, but as a general rule. And of course, so the Rav Sakara was a Sephardi, so of those three, he had two Sephardim, the Rambam and the Rif, so it worked out for him. But that's very often the Rambam. What he pipes up will say what the Midrash and Ashkenaz is, that's often based on the Rosh, or Tosus and so on. Balei school of Balei Tosus.
I thought that was like a machlokas between the Ramah and the Mechaber about the nature of Tosos.
Right,
if Rav Rishonim ruled in
on a certain issue,
the Ramah felt Tosos is Rav Rishonim.
Right, because more than one, yeah. And but anyway, but the Miris that I'm here says, not the Rambam, not the Rif, not the Rosh, not the Torah, nobody quotes this halacha, so that's why the Chavon Ramah left it out. So it appears from there is we don't paskin like this Yerushalmi, you know, so certainly Rishonim maybe did it because you're allowed to do it, but it certainly has no chiv to do it. The Pisrei Tshuva here in Sivkotin Beis, on the same Simitovchov Beis, quotes from the Sefer, I am the Sefer Agudas Ezo, quotes from a certain Sefer. He says, Kosov Tam Nochon Masharifa Rama Rosh Ratur Lohadiyo Divir Yerushalmi. Why didn't the Rif and the Rama and the Rosh and the Tur, why didn't anybody quote this Yerushalmi? Mishum desirle the Talmud the Didan Palaga Yerushalmi, because the Babli, our Talmud means the Babli disagrees with Yerushalmi. That's why. Now the Enochanami, it is Yerushalmi. As Lucky says, it's an Yerushalmi. But as we know, we generally, if there's a dispute between the Babli and Yerushalmi, the Halacha will generally follow the Babli over the Yerushalmi. Not all the time. Many times the Rambam quotes Yerushalmi. I'm going to go through the whole history of that now. I just read recently an interesting sefer by the person, Rabbi Greenwald from Cleveland, who wrote on the Kolban Avelos, those who've seen the Kolban Avelos. So he wrote another work, wondering, given that the Babli was completed later than the Yerushalmi, the title of the Sefer is, did the Misajim of the Babli see the finished Yerushalmi? Did they have that as a text in front of them? It's an interesting question, he has a whole thesis. But anyway, but a Talmud Adidan, our Talmud, means the Babli. So it says the Pisrei Tshuva, according to the Agudas Ezo, that's why the Rambam and the Rosh, the Tur, and the, when I leave out the Rif, none of them quote this din in their works, because we don't pass that to Yerushalmi. Why? Because the Babli is against it. So true reform was what we said earlier. Guess what it doesn't say?
It doesn't say where.
Where in the Babli? Okay, what Babli is against it? I'd like to know. Tell me, but we found you, we discovered the Yerushalmi. We discovered the minyan the other one. We discovered the Yerushalmi, but where's the Babli that's against this Yerushalmi? That's the question. So here there are different possibilities. The Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva, and this, of course, this child is very relevant to the issue of organ transplant. He talks about kidney transplant, because you're putting yourself into a suffix sakana for the sake of someone else's in a vada. That's exactly the whole issue. So Rav Avadya Yosef is in a tshuva.
You can live this long.
What's that? It's interesting. I'll read you something very current in a second. I think towards the end. Okay. But that's the issue. But that's the issue of transplants, because there's inherent. Forget about that. Even if that's not true, there's an inherent danger in the operation. Right?
Yes.
So anyway, the Rabbi just says as a tshuva about a chelak gimel of the chavadah sin and pay dalit. So in the course of that tshuva, he says he thinks that the Bavli is the following. There's a Gemara Nida on Daf Samach Aleph Mar Aleph. The Gemara Nida. The Gemara says the following story. Hanu b'nei Galila, there were two Jews from the Galil. The Nafik alayu kala de kofel nafsha. A certain announcement or a certain information came out that they had killed somebody. And the law was after them. The posse was behind them. Okay, so they were running away. And they were being chased by the police. So also the comment of Tarfon, they showed up at the doorstep of Tarfon. Amru le litmarinamar, please hide us. The cops are after us. The posse, the sheriff's behind us, and you got to hide us here. So now you're Reb Tarfon. Like, what do you do? So Tarfon said, Amru lehu. We said, what shehecha hecha nanded? Well, what can I do here? Ilo at marinchu. If I don't hide you, you will get caught, right? On the other hand, at marinchu, if I do hide you, but maybe you really committed this murder. And because the halacha is a very important gemara about lashon hara, because the amar rabbanon lishna bisa. After all, that's lashon hara to say about somebody that killed somebody. It's a pretty bad thing to do. So he said lishna bisa lashon hara afa gav de lekabuli lo mevoy. You're not allowed to believe it as fact. When you hear a negative report about somebody, that the hilchos lashon hara are that you're not allowed to accept it as fact. But meches lo mevoy, you can suspect that it's true and act accordingly. You know, on suspicion, not believe it, but suspect. So therefore, maybe it's true, and Allah, if you guys committed murder, then you deserve to be caught and arrested. And I, you know, I'm not going to hide you if you're guilty. So therefore, he said, "Zila tun tamun afshaych, go and hide yourself." Says Rashi, "Dirmaschol meichus shalboy v'shema haragtem v'also latzilasen." Maybe you taka committed murder. It's also for me to save you. So he didn't want to do it. Now, if that's all there was in that Gemara, it had nothing to do with our discussion. But Tosus offers an additional piece here. Quoting actually the Shultas, although it's a some of the I don't think we have that version. But he says as follows. First he says Rashi, Shah Pirsha Kuntra Shem Haragta Vasat Silchanaton. But then he writes, Uva Shultas Ravachai, Mefarish Shem Haragta, maybe you committed the murder. Vim Atmina said, if I'm gonna hide you, Chayavtem Roshil HaMelech, I can get caught harboring a fugitive. And Chayavtem Roshil, cut my head off too. So in other words, Tarfon said, I can't take the risk. Okay, maybe, you know, we let's assume that they killed with a good reason. They could. I can't risk it, said Tarfon, because if I'm going to get caught, they're hiding you guys, and they're going to kill me too, for aiding and abetting or whatever, you know, that's going to be caused, what it's going to be called on. So therefore, I don't accept upon myself a risk to my life to save you guys. So that already is relevant to our discussion. Says that I just say that's the Babu that argued Nushami. Because you know, Tarfon felt that he's not obligated to put himself into the situation of danger, which it certainly would be. He'd be hiding these guys, it'd be dangerous. If he gets caught, he'd get in big trouble. Okay, so therefore, you see, says that I just say, and others, that this Gemara Nida is very possibly the Babli that's against the Ushami. Shami has a story of Shlokhtish who's willing to go and fight, put himself in danger. The Babli's against him, because if Tarfon said, I'm not Mechuyev to hide you guys, because that's a dangerous thing to do, and I don't have to take that danger upon myself. That's what some say. And because by the way, there's a din, if a student quotes this in the Tav Reish Pei Gimel, that you're not allowed to hide a murderer, harbor a murderer, Jew or non-Jew. You're not allowed to save a murderer. A murderer is a terrible thing to do. You don't have to save him. So in any event, that's what, but again, the way Tosus, the way Rashi learns that that's all there was, is you want to hide a murderer. But the way Tosus learned, he presented that Chayavtem Roshi LaMelech, my head's going to have to go to the king too, in other words, I'll be executed too. And he did not feel that he had to put himself in danger to save somebody else. So that may be the Babli that's against the Yerushalmi. Others point to a Gemara in Sanhedrin that Gemara mentioned before. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Ayin Gimels, which says, Al-Samar Al-Dam Reyecha. So Rashi said, Mashma ela chazor al kot dodim shaloya ve damrech. He doesn't do everything he can to save. But the Rashi does not say including putting your life in danger, risking your life. And neither did the Gemara. So this is like from the fact that the Gemara does not, in Sanhedrin, does not say that. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, is it a mitzvah you have to save somebody else? Da, da, da. But it doesn't say you have to go so far. From the mere fact that the Gemara didn't say that, we can derive that that's not the din. So maybe that's the Babli that argues with the Yerushalmi. The Netziv has a creative suggestion on a famous Gemara you all know. The Netziv is in the elsewhere in the Shultas, Kuf Mem Zion Oz Dalad. The Netziv says, no, the Babli that's against this Yerushalmi is a famous Gemara in Bav Metzia, Samach Beis Amar Aleph. You all know the Gemara. Shnayim Shahayim Ahalchin Baderech. Two people who are out in the desert, right? Ubiyad Echad Mem Kiton Shamayim. One of them had a canteen of water, and the other guy didn't have it, right? So Im Shahayim. Right. Also correct. Yeah, I forgot about that. Another poor connection. Good. But we are echad kids of mine. If so, since Shnehem, if they're going to split the water, so they both die before they reach the civilization, the nearest town, right? One guy will drink, so then he'll get to the Yeshua, but the other guy will die. Doris ben Petura, Paskins ben Petura, Mutav sheyishtu Shnehem yomu. So it's better that they should split it. Even if it means they're both going to die. Va'al yira echad mehem b'misosol shel chaveiro. You can't just sit there drinking while the other guy next to you is dying of dehydration. Right? Ad shebar v'akiva v'amah v'limei. Until v'akiva said no. V'chei achicha imach, the Pasuk says. Your brother shall live with you. V'chei achicha imach. You should keep someone else alive that he can live with you. Chayecha kodmin l'chayecha v'ercha. Your life comes first. Now, this is Rabbi Akiva. This is not someone who didn't care about other people. Rabbi Akiva is the one who said, the hatarecha kamocha, zekal galvatar, you shall me. You know what I mean? So we're dealing here with Rabbi Akiva. That's someone who's insensitive to others and your relationship with others. But he still said, chayecha kodna l'chayecha vecha. That's the halacha. So says Rabbi Akiva. So what is the seat of Ben Petur exactly? Ben Petur said it should split the water. Right? Ben Petur says to split the canteen because it's just not right. Sounds like almost an emotional thing. You can't drink water. You're marrying, you know, walking along merrily, drinking your water while this other guy is dying of dehydration. Says the Netziv, let's analyze that halachically. Does it make any sense? Split it so they'll both die? So now two people will die. I mean, can that be the din? It's counterintuitive. It makes no sense. Two people are going to die. I mean, it's a great tragedy. There's no doubt. It's a terrible thing. Can't imagine it. You know, we should never be in a situation. But if I'm drinking water, the other guy dies, better I should give him some water. So better two people should die. It makes absolutely no sense. How can it be? Says, and it's Ben Petura. Was it crazy? I mean, you can't, even though mostly it may be hard and everything else, but at the end of the day, you can't possibly poskin that it's better for two people die than one person. It's not possible to say that. So says the Netziv, and he reworks the Gemara, again, this is the Shultas, so Netziv says what must meant is as follows. When it says, Shishneim Yamuso, it's not that they're both definitely going to die. They might. They might die. There may not be enough. Huh? Oh. So says the Netziv, the sheet of Ben Petura is, I've got water right now. Now. If I'm not in any danger, I've got enough water to get me to the town. I'm in no danger whatsoever. The guy, my other partner here, has no water. He's in a vadai danger. Says Ben Petura, I am obligated to put myself into a case of sakonim. If I split it, I may not make it all the way. If I don't do anything, I've got enough water to carry me through. If I split it with him, I may not make it, says Ben Petura. Never mind. You're obligated, like that you showed me. You're obligated to put yourself into danger. Share the water, because then I'm trying to save the other person. Maybe you'll both make it. So comes a Rekiva and says, no. So says that it's him, the Machlokas, Ben Petura, and Rabbi Akiva. This is the Rabbi Akiva, is the Babli that argues the Yerushalmi. Because Rabbi Akiva says, no, Chayecha Kodmin. Your life comes first, and you're not obligated to risk, to put yourself in an impossible danger to save this other guy. So Mamela, it's a Machlokas, Yerushalmi, Babli, that's the Machlokas, Ben Petura, and Rabbi Akiva, in Bavitzir, that's Samach Aleph. And therefore, we pass like Rabbi Akiva. In the Babli, Rabbi Akiva, Chamera, we pass like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore, that's the Babli. The Babli is saying, Rabbi Akiva says, no, you're not obligated to. Rosh Hashanah says you are, Rabbi Akiva says you're not. So that's the Babli that argues with Yerushalmi. Yeah. Be that as it may, yeah.
Is there a difference between a sakana of Misa as opposed to a sakana of some
limbs? So, yeah. So there are differences, and the Radvaz talks about, and others, you know, there are fine line differences, yeah. But in any event, we have
machlokes. You're saying more than you're not lechuyus to share the word. Saying you're chayiv not to.
That's what it looks like. So that's itself a further question. Can you do it? Not obligated, but can you? So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. In Igros Moshe Chilik, Yoredei Chilik Beis, and Kuf Ayin Dalad, the Rosh has a tshuva. Anaf Dalad. B'dvar in Yeshchiyav Le'echad Lachtoch Evaro B'shil Atzolas Nefesh L'Chavero. Do I have to lose a limb to save somebody else? Okay? And risk losing a limb. And again, maybe kidney transplants or whatever else. Mm-hmm. So he quotes the tshuva. And the Radvaz, he quotes some of the things that we mentioned. I'm not going to go through the whole tshuva. But at one point, let's just mention, just as an aside, the Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma says, a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember when Moshe was ready to go, when he was by Yisrael, they would go back to Mitzrayim because he was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kumesu Kolan Hashim HaRach HaSashach. Remember, Moshe had fled Egypt to start with because the law was after him, right? Because he had killed that Egyptian, so he fled. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now all those, however many years went by, it doesn't say in the Torah, some say 40 years, however many years went by, so he was ready to say, he said, don't worry about it, you go back to Mitzrayim, Kumesu Kolan Hashim HaRach HaSashach, they're all dead. The people who are after your life were all dead anyways, yeah? Says the Meshech Chochma, the implication being that had his life been in danger, he would not have had to go back. Even though we're talking about rescuing Klal Yisrael from slavery.
Oh, so
that's fantastic, right? So that's the Meshech Chochma. You're not obligated. The implication of that pasuk is it was mechuyev to go back. He made no one's after him anymore. The reward is up, whatever you say, the statute of limitations, whatever it is, it's over. You know, it's done, you know, huh? The bounty's off, right? No one's after you anymore. You can go back there safely. implication being for the Meshech Chochma, that had that not been the case, you wouldn't have to go back. Hagam, that all of Klai. So that really relates to the Mordechai and Esther story again. I mean, talk about saving all of Klai Yisrael, but she's not mechuyev to go in. That's her taina. The question is, are you allowed to? So Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, first of all, he says, I can't mechayev the person. But later in the Tshuva, Moshe writes, he's allowed to. Also, Parsons, you're allowed to. You don't have to, but you're allowed to. And there, that's where Shlokish, where the Midas Hasidus, that he did it, and so on. So that's the Tshuva of Moshe. There are other Tshuvas about it, and the truth is that the Aruch HaShulchan writes, it's in the Tav Chavav Siv Dalet, and the Mishnah Berurah says it also. I'll read it from the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Tes, it's in the Shin Chav Tes in Aruch Chaim. The Mishnah Berurah says it there. Mikol Mokom, and Yesha Konala Hamatzil, Eina Mechuyub, Dechayav Kodim, Dechayav Eichav, your life comes first. Vafilu Sofek Sakona Nami, Adif Seiko Didei, Mivadi Dechayav Eichav. Not only if it's a Vadai danger, but even if it's a Sofek danger, I don't have to do it. Ulam, Tzarech Lishkol Hadvarim Heitev. Weigh the situation carefully. In Yeshpo Sofek Sakona, is it really a Sofek Sakona? I mean, I guess anything, like you were saying before, anything is a Sofek Sakona, right? I mean, you know, anything can happen. You go into a hospital, you can get some contagious disease, right? So he says, "V'lola daktik biyoser." You can't be too precise. Ka'osa sh'amru hamadaktik atzom v'kach boledekach. Mida kerei mida. You'll need someone else's help. So in the Shabbos, it's not gam. You don't have to, but you shouldn't. You know, it shouldn't be too exacting in this regard. Just a few other interesting tshuvas that relate to this. So first of all, the Minchas Yitzchak, Dain Weiss Chelik Vav Simon Kuf Gimel, he writes a whole discussion. Okay, kol ze dafka im yachnis atzmo l'sofek sakona yatzil es chavero bebirur. This whole discussion is only if your vada going to save the other guy. Now this relates to experimental procedures and so on, where, you know, to put yourself in a suffering, if you're not such a good swimmer yourself, and you may not be able to save him, then you can't do it, right? So that's one caveat that he puts in. L'maisa Rav Adya Yosef, and that's who I mentioned before, concludes, she'ikra l'halacha she'mutter v'gam mitzvah l'tzom kliya. He said it's a mutter and a tzom and a mitzvah to donate kidneys, if you can. Okay? And that's really what Minchas Yitzchak says in the Tshuva from the Radvaz. I'll read it. Helek Heis and Reish Yud Ches. Im asofek nota el avadai eno chayv limso atzma tzom chavero. Aval im asofek eno mucha el nota el atzala b'hu lo yistake v'lo hitzo aval asam adamecha. You know, it's all these areas. No one ever knows anything for sure. But you can't, you know, if a guy says, you know, if I do this, I may have to amputate a big toe. So then, you know, you have to look at the overall picture. That's the point. Don't be so medactic. Now, it's interesting. I'll read this here. Before I get to that, saving other people. So the Nefesh Harav, of Shechta quotes in Amud Kufsa, Samach Vav, Pam Hoysa Bebrisk Magefes Cholera. One time there was a cholera breakout in Brisk. The Lamroshi Machlam and the Bekis Mode, you know, it's a very contagious disease. Hora Agonim Chaim, Shako Muchyam Lazo Leil Shisal Rechobas Mechul Shas HaMachla. That the people who are healthy should go into the street and help those people who are fainting on account of them being weak from the disease. Or Sayam Bekoma Adefsher, and help them any way possible. The Eilu Shisalfu Heim Bechinas Badai Sakana, those who have fainted are certainly in Sakana. Abol Lesaye, the other guy is Rak Machnis Atas Mechal Sofik Sakana. Okay, and he holds like the Hagos Manas name Rishalmi. Vagonim Chaim Af Halach Ba'atzmo. He himself went out. B'sholach Hasbonav Ubnei Beis Olasayem B'holachas Acholim Shesabal Beis Acholim. To help the people who fainted, to schlep them to the hospital. And to help whatever he possible. And he quotes other poskim who said the same thing. So, in any event, you have to weigh the whole situation and not, you know, don't be too firm. Don't be too, I'm not taking it. You know, right, that's the Chosid Shota that the Rabbi's quotes, yeah. There's also an interesting thing that Tzitz Eliezer Waldenberg, Guy Waldenberg, who was the posek for the Shari Tzedek Hospital, and there's certainly a number of many, many medical tshuvas in his farm. So Chelek Tess, Simon Yud Zayin Osches, he talks about, what about a doctor going into a hospital to treat patients? I mean, you know, you're walking into a room with 25 sick people, most of them patients. So isn't he taking his life into, you know, isn't he putting himself in a suffix like that? So he says here, So the rofe kula alma yodu shekain tzarchli konas levis hakona kli la hagisha tipul achola. The guy's a doctor. That's the nature of the work. Like a fireman has to rush into a burning house, right? Huh? Well, that's what it seems to be. Okay. And now he says, maybe that's what it means. We had in the last week said it says rapoyu rapay. Maybe the heter is that's what the Torah is telling us that a doctor can do what he needs to do. What do we need a heter to be a doctor? That's all the farsh said. Why does that have to say that the heter to be a doctor? So I say, yeah, because you might think that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made somebody sick, so it's like who are these what are they call the Christian scientists that don't accept medical treatment, right? You know that group. There's a whole case a year or two ago with the kid, right? They don't accept any medical. God made me sick. God will make me better. Right, so why don't we take that attitude? And then the Gemara has a Medrash. You know that the Medrash has a story. The Medrash has a different story that, you know, that the Kiva was walking, maybe it was on top of somebody else, so the guy got a sick child in the house and they didn't want to take medical treatment, so the Kiva said, well, you know, because Baruch will heal him if he wants him to be healed. So he said, what do you do for livelihood? So the farmer. So what do you do? We plant it. I plant wheat, and then we make the wheat and make bread. He goes, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted bread, he'd make bread out of the ground. Right? So you're going to see in his analogy, right? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does his part, then you have to do what you have to do. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to get better, but you have to get a doctor to help him get better, right? Anyway, so therefore he says, Diane Waldman writes, Mikaven Shazel Gidra Shalolo Minhago Sharofa Makir Machlos Ovenigim and Adam Magish Lam Lezra Drusha Ain Besikuna Zekadirapa Zachon Udela Shir Kamachlis Asasin Sidi. That's the way of the world. Right? That's the job of the doctor. That's what he has to do. Someone showed me this, that it's interesting about kidney donations in particular. This was in the New England Journal of Medicine, January 29th, 09, last month, less than a month ago. They had a man, and I was talking to a doctor about this. It was a major, major study, a long-term study. The survival of kidney donors was similar to that of the controls, who were matched for age, sex, and race or ethnic groups. So,
I had heard earlier that it was.
And but this just came out. I saw the doctor was current. This was on Daniel 29 list 3 weeks ago, and he says ESRD, that's the renal whatever,
end-stage renal disease.
Yes, developed in 11 donors. A rate of 180 cases per million per person per year, as compared with a rate of 268 per million per year in the general population. So actually it was better in some ways. Okay, so Lamaisa, that's what I think the Mishavua means in the source that I mentioned earlier.
But then they did a study and
found that it was not a problem.
That there was a group that complained that it was causing a problem, and a group that didn't complain had the same amount of fillings, and the group that didn't complain actually had a higher level of mercury in their system.
Interesting. So that's what I think the Mishnah Berurah means, that I quoted before. The Mishnah Berurah says, again, in the Shem Chavtes, the Kotin Yud Tes, he says, Tzrich Tzarech Lishko HaDvarim Heitev. You have to weigh this thing carefully. And let's see, it's not so possible. What's danger, what's not danger. And I would just end with the Gemara says in Brachas of Lamed Gimel, you know the Gemara, there was an arod, a certain snake that was bothering everyone in the neighborhood and biting people. So Chanina Ben Dosa said, show me where it's pitted, you know, where its hole is. He went in and he got the snake, he killed the snake now, and he came and brought it to the base measure. He said, you see, it's not the snake that kills, it's Avera that kills, right? Hey, now, Arod name is Allah, right? Now, how did he do that? Wasn't he risking by going after the snake? The answer is, at the end of the day, a person who has a relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he knows, you know, he knows it's not the doctor, it's not the illness, it's not this, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what you have to take into account as well. Okay, so it comes out, therefore, that Mordechai Nesu is an interesting discussion. And the truth is, this I wanted to add, I didn't see that the Yitzchak Sarotzin said this to bring a full circle back to Purim, because that's how we got started with this. And I got next week, Mr. Shem, we'll talk about Hilchos Purim. But, you know, Mordechai, the argument, assuming that in a certain sense this was the argument between Mordechai and Esther, where Esther said, I'm not mechuyev to put my life into danger. Mordechai didn't answer, yes, you are.
He said, you're
already in danger. It's a different story. Don't think you're going to come out. You're not. Mordechai's answer was, you're not putting yourself in danger already. Maybe because he couldn't answer, because he agreed, I'll be din, strictly speaking, perhaps you wouldn't be mechuyev to do it. But Lamais, you're already in danger, so then she had to do it. Okay.
I want to ask you, why is an exercise called